Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding multicultural counseling. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group setting for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. So let's get started. On this track, we will discuss acculturative stress in culturally different clients from an ethical perspective. At the end of the track, we will describe a case study and analyze the cultural factors at play in the situation. Clearly, when two different cultures come into contact, a complex cognitive process with emotional consequences is put into action, resulting in stress. Traditionally, the different levels of stress associated with acculturation have been referred to as the culture shock syndrome. However, in recent years, the term acculturative stress has been used as a generic reference to the emotional difficulties experienced by culturally different clients who transition to a new environment and culture. Culture shock is now usually reserved for severe levels of acculturative stress that result in an extreme lack of capacity to function in a new environment. Obviously, there are a number of consequences in daily living that result from coping with acculturative stress, even if the culturally different client is not dealing with the more severe culture shock. Does your culturally different client complain of physical health problems? Or maybe he or she has difficulties making decisions? As you are well aware, these can all be consequences of acculturative stress. I have found, probably like you, that many models of acculturative stress pertain to specific groups such as refugees, African Americans, and Hispanics. However, regardless of the specific cultural group, Williams and Berry point out that all models seem to encompass five factors that regulate the relationship between acculturation and stress. The first of these factors that regulate the relationship between acculturation and stress is the mode of acculturation. It goes without saying that the mode of acculturation could be any of the methods we discussed on the previous track. Again, these methods were assimilation, integration, alternation, rejection, and marginalization. The second of these factors is the phase of acculturation. Clearly, the phase of acculturation could be either contact, conflict, crisis, or adaptation. In addition to the factors of mode of acculturation and phase of acculturation, the third factor is the nature of the subculture. I have found that there can be two primary natures of a client's subculture. The subculture from which my culturally different client comes from can be predominantly multicultural and assimilationist, or prejudiced and discriminatory. Think of your culturally different client. Is their subculture predominantly multicultural and assimilationist, or prejudiced and discriminatory? The fourth factor that regulates the relationship between acculturation and stress is the characteristics of the adapting group. The adapting group is the group the client is moving into. For example, a Hispanic client moving into a white neighborhood would be moving into a white adapting group. As you are aware, the white group may adapt to the Hispanic client, but not always. The characteristics that affect the adapting group's ability to adapt to your culturally different client include, but are not limited to, age, status, and social support. Finally, the fifth factor that regulates the relationship between acculturation and stress is the characteristics of the acculturating individual. Ciara states these characteristics include appraisal, coping attitudes, and contact. Does this ring true for your culturally different client? What is your culturally different client's appraisal of the group they are acculturating to? What is your culturally different client's coping attitude regarding the group they are acculturating to? What is the quality of your culturally different client's contact with the group they are acculturating to? At the end of this track, I will describe the social isolation of Javier due to language spoken in the household and socioeconomic factors. All these contributed to regulate the relationship between acculturation and stress for Javier. I have found that for culturally different clients dealing with acculturative stress due to any of the five factors of mode of acculturation, phase of acculturation, nature of the subculture, characteristics of the adapting group, and characteristics of the acculturating individual, often a social support is the most comprehensive variable in moderating stress. By that, I mean culturally different clients that are members of groups with developed ethnic and cultural networks will likely suffer less stress. Make sense? Now let's look at a short case study. As I explain Javier's case, see if you can determine the factors contributing to his acculturative stress. Javier, age 54, Hispanic, began counseling sessions because he believed someone was planning to kill him and that something bad would happen to him. As these feelings grew stronger, Javier became more and more inhibited from doing things that required leaving his house. Finally, his paranoia became so strong that his wife, Dora, couldn't even get him to go to work. Javier and Dora were born in Mexico and lived there until 3 years ago. They speak no English and are socially isolated from their neighborhood, which is a low-income, middle-age white neighborhood. Although Javier was originally able to find work as a janitor, his job is at stake due to his paranoia. Dora knows that if Javier doesn't keep the janitor job, he will likely not find another job because he cannot speak English. Dora herself cannot find a job because she stays home to take care of Rosa, their 13-year-old daughter and the last of their 10 children. Javier's therapist, who was white, made little progress with Javier because Javier did not trust anyone who is not Hispanic. Even with just the basic information given above, it is obvious that Javier is suffering from acculturative stress. What factors do you see contributing to Javier's acculturative stress? Clearly, one factor is the nature of the subculture. The neighborhood in which Javier, Dora, and Rosa live in is primarily English-speaking neighborhood. For this reason, Javier's neighbors tend to avoid him, which makes him feel he is in a prejudiced and discriminatory environment. This prejudiced and discriminatory environment in Javier's subculture is also tied to the next contributing factor. That contributing factor is the characteristics of the adapting group, or neighborhood. By that, I mean the neighborhood is low-income, middle-aged, and white. Thus, these characteristics create no social support system for Javier, as he shares few of these characteristics. Finally, the last factor contributing to Javier's acculturative stress are the characteristics of the acculturating individual, Javier himself. Javier refuses to learn English. This refusal to learn English continues, keeping him isolated from his neighborhood and potential sources of support. The therapist found encouraging Javier to vent his frustration during their sessions to be beneficial. This, in combination with RET, Rational Emotive Therapy, became an effective tool in Javier's enrollment in free language courses. RET was used to point out to Javier that it is irrational to expect to live in a stress-free life when you refuse to learn to speak the language. Do you have a culturally different client like Javier that seems to be experiencing acculturative stress? Would rational emotive therapy be beneficial for your client? What ethical implications might this have on you? The ACA Code of Ethics states, counselors respect diversity and must not discriminate against clients because of age, color, culture, disability, ethnic group, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, marital status, or socioeconomic status. On this track, we have discussed acculturative stress, as well as compared acculturative stress to culture shock. On the next track, we will discuss the modification of three common counseling microskills. Question 1. What are the five factors that regulate the relationship between acculturation and stress?